think this is episode 66.
Are we just starting without the silence?
Yeah, because you ruined it every time anyway. So.
I was about to say, you ruined it this time with the chair.
I did.
How rude.
Now, the truth is, it didn't really help enough to make it worth it. So I just there wasn't like a huge difference. It wasn't bad to begin with.
Okay. Well, this is 65, you said?
66.
66, that's
this
right.
is like really close to the devil's number. We probably won't ever reach 666. So happy devil podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Interesting. So today's April Fool's.
Oh, yeah, it is. Apparently Justin Bieber was found dead in his hotel room this morning.
Oh.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Apparently there's pizza-flavored beer from Pizza Hut and pizza-flavored Slurpees.
And Hooters is opening an all-male version of Hooters called Roosters.
But that would be awesome!
I'm not 100% sure that one's an April Fool's joke. I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But
it'd be really awesome.
Kind of makes sense.
Let's not lie.
You should go on YouTube. One of Google's April Fool's jokes today was that on YouTube on the desktop, if you press add music to a video, it will overlay the video with Sandstorm by Darude.
That's fantastic.
Okay, I looked up a song today on YouTube, and it's like, did you mean Darude by Sandstorm by Darude?
It was like,
by
no,
Darude?
That's not what I meant.
No,
to
it
know.
Said Darude, Sandstorm by Darude. I'm like,
yeah,
what
it,
the fuck?
Sandstorm Darude is like a big joke, especially on YouTube.
It was funny, I remember, you know, me being the awkward kid that I was in middle school when we had school dances. I never really danced. Most of us didn't. But whenever Darude Sandstorm or whatever came on, yes, that was the only time everybody danced.
Yeah.
And that was like way before it was a joke. That was back when it was like a new song.
That's hilarious. Like,
and now it's this weird.
Now it's turned down for what? Like, shut you up. Put that song on and like you'll have 80 kids flocking to you.
It's
like,
true. And they're like,
oh,
six.
God,
and it's like,
dance!
You should not be turning down for anything.
I've never
or
heard
turning
that
up.
Song. I'll be honest.
You've never heard Turned Down for What? I'm
no,
sure you have.
Really? I'm familiar of its existence, but I've never heard it.
Huh.
You probably have.
Nope. I mean, I might have heard of, like, a piece of it on YouTube before, or like not
Did
YouTube,
I show you
but,
the
like...
plugin I have? I have a plugin that says that plays that song, and then all the elements of the page start dancing around. It's
oh my
pretty
God.
Fantastic.
There is a Google Comet or something like that that has basically it has asteroids going all over the screen, and basically. Or if you click something with your mouse on an element of the page, a comet will, or an asteroid will come down and hit that piece of the page and it will disappear.
Oh, I've played with that before.
Yeah, and essentially you could have the entire Facebook page blank.
Yeah, there's, there's another one too. Fuck, what is it?
There's multitask mode.
Multitask mode, what's that?
Oh yeah, what was Google's thing?
Well, hold on.
Was it?
Yeah, Google's April Fool's joke at one point was multitask mode. Which was, you can actually look it up on your computer right now if you wanted. It's a extension to where you could have multiple mice on the screen with one mouse input. Google's joke today was, or yesterday and today, was
that's
Pac-Man.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you can Pac-Man on Google Maps.
Oh my God,
that's pretty
that's
great.
Hilarious.
Your computer's
well,
turned on.
On Tumblr, you can
I like
get...
to think that was a really old magic packet that turned that on.
Interesting.
It is really interesting. Why did that happen?
I don't know, but I was looking at it and I saw the fans and everything turn on with the lights. I was like, huh.
Anyways.
Yeah, so Google's Pac-Man. I can show it.
You know, one time YouTube did all the videos redirected to Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
And then during the one of the soccer world tournaments, you could add sounds to the background. Or it was just a soccer ball, and if you clicked it, it would play Vuvuzela over every video. So it's like a normal video. It's like in the background.
What the fuck is wrong with my computer?
Yeah, and then Google also had an animal translator.
Okay. Oh,
which was
God.
It's Google Translate and you like have your dog bark into it and it's like, I'm hungry or something like that.
They also had a one where they explained their pigeon department.
Oh,
the
yeah.
pigeon were performing other search queries. Good times, good times. Oh,
they also had a smell creator to where like it's like they explained how your screen can turn photosynthetic waves into some smell thing. I don't know. Some cool crap.
To fake your mind.
It was essentially smell-o-vision, you know?
Oh, smell-o-vision. Sounds like a fantastic thing.
And, like, the examples were flowers, like, some type of food, and then wet dog.
Could you imagine if they actually started putting that on there? So, we're swimming today. That's a thing.
Yay. Yeah. I was going to say about...
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on last week when we went swimming, because the hot tub definitely didn't work, and
doesn't work
we
now.
Were sitting down by the pool today. Just, I Ben wanted to, had to go to the bathroom, so we went downstairs. Oh. Anyway, because we were already there. And I was like, I'm just going to go try out the hot tub. And it was hot. It was really hot. So, I don't know why.
Should we
Yeah.
It's hot.
You know what, I
Is
don't...
Is too hot?
No, it's not hot too hot. Damn.
Too hot to trot?
Call the police and the fireman. I'm
Turn down
hot.
For what?
Hot I don't damn. Even...
What song is that?
I don't know.
Uptown Funk.
Oh, no wonder.
That's the same song I kept referencing on Saturday, which, oh my god. I watched our stream, and I was like, god, we're funny.
Yeah, that was a good stream.
We're funny individuals. That was a
very, very good stream.
It was just Nikki playing Skyrim.
That's why she thinks we're funny.
Yeah, Nikki was just enjoying watching herself play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as part of the deleting the app data file, it actually also deleted all of our, streaming overlay stuff.
Oh no.
I mean, I still have all the graphics for it, but the layout's all gone.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we gotta make that again. That'll be fun.
It's fun.
Speaking of video games, did you hear that Nvidia acquired Half-Life 3 from Valve?
This is an April Fool's joke, right? It's gotta be.
And they're releasing it early 2016. Yeah, it's an April Fool's joke.
I was like, yeah, I don't believe that.
But that was like an announcement.
That was like
Joey,
a top.
Joey, we have an announcement for you.
Haha, you're so
I'm fat.
Funny. Damn it! Damn it! I thought she was gonna say I'm pregnant. I still didn't believe her.
And there was one more April Fool's joke. Samsung developed a new phone that was, you know how they had the Samsung Galaxy S4 lens, where it has the giant camera on the back, which is a real phone. And people made fun of it because it's like, why would you have a giant camera on the back? They have one that's called the Samsung Galaxy Edge Blade. And it was essentially a kitchen knife with a phone screen embedded in it. It was clear.
That's pretty great. There was one... I saw a post today, and I'm pretty sure it was real, but the LG G3 virtual reality.
Oh, yeah, the VR headset that comes with it for free? I don't know.
Because it does look a lot like Google Cardboard and the one that goes with the Galaxy Note, so it's not completely out there.
It looked like... Photoshopped version of Cardboard. That's why I was...
Well, I'm, you know, artist rendition or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I got Executive Suite for Tumblr, which has a copy machine, like the fucking 2003 paperclip. Like, whatever you would do Word documents.
What?
That's what they did.
Clippy.
Oh, they added Clippy to Tumblr for Fool's Day. That's pretty...
But it was a copy machine. It's called Copy. And it's just it's like, click me for information. It's like this is all the shit you already know. It's like, god damn it. It was really annoying because last year they did, you got top hats on your icon.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
That was hilarious. And if you, like, posed
your icon right. So what did my computer just do?
It went back to sleep.
But it was off.
It was like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
We were bothering it. I did plug this into the laptop, right? Not the desktop.
Not to my knowledge.
No, I mean, it was a joke that I didn't plug the microphones
Fools.
Into the desktop.
Oh.
No, not an April Fool's joke.
Do you know what should have been an April Fool's joke, but isn't? You can purchase DLC characters on Mortal Kombat X right now.
Okay.
It doesn't come out till like 2 weeks from now.
That doesn't make any sense. If it's a $60 game, that's not okay.
Yeah.
If it's like a $10 game, that's fine. You know, buy the characters you want. That's cool.
Yeah. That's just insulting.
Yeah. It would be interesting if they used a method where they, like, the game was free and you had to buy characters. There was no, like, free option for characters, but you only bought the characters that you wanted to play.
So it's, you're basically, well, the game isn't free then because, you know.
Well, the base game would be free.
But what would you play with?
Either you get one free character or you have to pay for...
You can only play with Howard
Or you have
the
to
Duck.
Buy the one character first.
So, essentially, then the game would be like 99 cents.
Yeah. Like that.
Okay.
It would just be an interesting concept. Because I'm not inherently against DLC. I just think sometimes when you paid $60 for a game and then...
They already have DLC for it.
Yeah, it's like, that's when it's bullshit.
Because I remember... Nintendo 64, I had Smash Brothers along with everybody else, you know?
Yep.
If you wanted extra characters, you'd have to play and beat the game.
I remember that. I remember staying up for long hours playing up to...
Yeah, I remember for the longest time having, you know, Jigglypuff, because everybody gets Jigglypuff. And then, you know, you unlock Luigi, and you're like, oh, this is so cool. And all of a sudden, Captain Falcon, you're like, holy shit.
Right, yeah, because you weren't expecting him, because he didn't have the mystery block or whatever.
Yeah, and then you keep playing, and then all of a sudden there's Ness, and then, yeah.
Yeah, good times, good times. Mewtwo is coming out for...
That's right.
The new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it's right now it's free if you have the Wii U and the 3DS.
Versions, yes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Wii U and the 3DS versions of Smash Brothers. Which I would totally have if I had a Wii U.
Nikki's trying to lick Austin's arm. And Austin's just like pushing her away. It's pretty fantastic.
Rude.
So I'm pretty sure you've seen on eBay those little HDMI sticks that are basically a Chromecast but with Android installed in them.
Sure.
It's an Android operating system inside of an HDMI stick. Okay. You can plug into your TV and essentially turn it into a giant Android tablet that you can plug a keyboard into.
Okay.
Well, those have existed for a few years, and Google actually came up with Google didn't create the Android thing, like third party people would, because you can install Android on anything now.
Right.
They actually came up with I forgot what it's called, but it's a Chrome OS. I think it's called like a Chrome Bit or something like that.
Okay.
You can plug it into your TV, and then your TV is now Chrome OS. What
man,
was
I've
that?
Man, I've only been doing this shit forever that I...
Was that your phone?
That was my phone. I got an email from work. And
that was a very interesting ping.
It's whatever the default is. Normally I have my volume off. I don't know why it was on. So... Anyway.
Was that a Snapchat, by the way?
No, it was an email.
Okay, because I just checked my notifications, and it was Snapchat by a certain person.
That we know?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That I wouldn't expect you to get it from, so I was like, huh. Anyways, so yeah, Asus is making the Chrome Bit
now,
and it's running for like, I don't have the price on here, but I think it's like less than $200. I think it's like $100, actually.
Wow, that's a good deal. I think I'm picturing Apple TV going to a stick format.
I'm surprised they don't already.
Because the Apple TVs are all on sale now, and Apple doesn't really ever put anything on sale.
Yeah.
Ever.
Interesting. So,
that's just pure speculation on my part, though.
And speaking of interesting, something you said to me was really funny. It was...
I said something funny? I don't believe you.
Well, you texted me, you're like, Austin, you might find this interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the preview pane thing. Yeah,
yeah, it was just a random quirk about Windows.
Yeah.
And you're like, you might find this interesting. And I'm like, I do.
I do find that interesting. Why? Yeah, I was on Windows, and I was having trouble deleting PDFs. And it turns out that if you have the preview pane on in Explorer, it actually opens the Adobe application to... view the file, so it makes the file in use when you're looking just at the file, and so I couldn't delete it.
Nikki's trying to lick me, and now she's kicking me.
Joey!
Why do I always get called into these situations?
Dad!
So, also, speaking of that interesting stuff, have you heard
is
of the...
chip?
It is no chip.
This yeah. is becoming a
it is.
Chip,
Nikki, yeah. Save the podcast.
Well,
save it.
She was looking at Tumblr earlier. That's
yeah, you were talking about Tumblr. Nerd.
You're nerd.
You're a nerd.
You're on a podcast, Nikki. You're a nerd.
Stupid white girls go on Tumblr. Point. Actually, no. It's
wait,
not.
Wait, wait. So you're calling yourself a stupid white girl?
I hide in my nerdy corner of the world.
But you just said you're not a nerd.
What's with all the fighting, dude? You guys are going to, like, punch each other and then going to have to call the police.
Joey wants
and...
us to stay together for the kids.
Yeah, you have to stay together for the kids. I don't know what I would do.
That was a good Blink-182 song. I haven't
stay
heard
together
from,
for the kids.
Yeah, stay yeah. together for the kids.
I don't remember that song. I mean, I probably remember the song.
It's the one about divorce.
I don't usually listen to the lyrics. Yeah. I'm like every musician's worst nightmare.
Yeah, Blink-182. Well, no, that
song
okay,
sounds
no, no, no,
good.
No.
Are you now?
You're every musician's best choice, like Nicki Minaj and all that crap.
Yeah.
You think she thinks about the lyrics in deep tone?
But I like her lyrics.
Yeah, because. You are a stupid hoe.
You're a
that
stupid
song
hoe.
Is about you, Nikki.
You're a stupid hoe. That's how the song goes. Actually, it's you a stupid hoe.
Oh my god, I cringe.
Oh yeah,
every
it
time.
Is.
Yeah, because you can't be as calling somebody a stupid hoe with
you
proper
a stupid
grammar.
Hoe.
God, Nikki, just
shut up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Dude, you don't understand how much I love Nicki Minaj. Like,
Was she the one who wore the meat suit? Or was that Lady Gaga?
No, that was Lady Gaga. I like Lady Gaga, too.
I like...
I also like death metal, so...
Like weird Austrian? No. German death metal. No. What's the weird death metal music you
Are
like?
Are you talking about Austrian death machine? Because that's not...
No.
No, no. Finnish.
Finnish folk metal?
Finnish
or something?
Folk
metal. Yeah, Finnish folk metal.
Weirdo. That's the shit.
You're weird.
Well, it's more of just like a Norse mythology.
That, like, you storm the beaches and beat someone's head in with an axe.
But I'm not storming beaches and beating people's heads in with axes.
Well,
I don't even
know
an axe.
We have beaches here. We can storm them.
I don't have an axe. I would need an axe for that.
I cut down a tree with my axe.
Do you have
Aren't
three
you
axes?
Special?
Do I have three axes?
Yeah, there's three of us.
I have an axe and two kukris.
I don't know what a kukri is, but I would imagine it's something like an axe, and close enough.
It's a bulbous sword that acts like an axe.
Not to be confused with a bulbous sword.
Oh, God.
I only made that pun because I actually thought you said Bulbasaur, and first I was like, what? That doesn't...
Yes, it's a Bulbasaur.
It's a Bulbasaur. I saw a planter, and it was a Bulbasaur, but you put the plant inside the back.
Oh, that's cool.
I've seen an Oddish with that.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, my God, I want them all.
Nikki's going to grow old and start a garden.
I will. Actually,
Deadpool officially got a rating.
I saw it.
It's rated R. That's going to be so good. It is rated R.
I just saw the promotional pictures of him laying on the bearskin rug. I'm like,
yeah. No, he, or the movie got an official rating at R, which means the movie must be done then, I would think. Isn't that how that works?
They might have the script.
Yeah. They might have had reviewers review the script.
Although, but he's got the suit.
Yeah, and you have to...
Stop it. Leave me alone.
What's it called? You'd have to have the movie for them to review, to rate. Because what if you put penises all over the screen? But there was no penises in the scripts. He was just walking around with his penis.
I don't know. Oblivion used to be T for T.
Well,
Tina.
Video games are an entirely different organization that follows that.
Okay, yeah. The ESRB.
Yeah, because the ESRB is privately run.
Okay.
That's a private company, whereas the MPAA is like... Something else.
So, ESRB is privately run, but it's still legal, like a legal connotation type
Well, thing? There's no legal requirements for anything in terms of game ratings, at least in the U.S.
You can't purchase a game if it's rated M and you're underage.
You can, it's just against store policy, but there's no laws being broken. But and because they're so strict about this, why the ESRB has been able to stay around privately, because they do such a good job with it, that the government's like, well, we don't need to touch that like they did with the MPAA.
Interesting.
But the MPAA, their review process is really weird because when you get a rating, there is no explanation for your rating.
Yeah.
So if you like want to have a PG-13 movie and instead it got rated R, they don't tell you what content in the movie got it rated R.
Yep.
So
that's weird because in the ratings, when you like see a preview for a movie, you get what content.
Yeah, I'm curious. Now, maybe it does have it in the category, but, you know, say foul language is a very broad topic, or sexual, some sexual versus a lot of sexual, what scenes were bad? Because I know the South Park movie, when it came out, they kept getting a rating of NC-17. And so they kept changing the script and sending it back, making it worse, until eventually they gave it an R rating. And it worked, but yeah. So that's how they got their R rating. They just kept adding worse content until...
I haven't seen the South Park movie in forever.
I don't even know if
I haven't seen it at all.
I've seen it.
I've probably seen parts of it.
I really want to go see the Book of Mormon. Because that's their...
Sure. Bill Nye coming soon to school.
Again?
He hasn't come yet.
Oh, I thought he already came.
Oh, I thought he did!
No, he hadn't come yet.
Oh, yay!
And
let's go to that.
There's some event thing that... if you might get randomly selected to meet him.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to share something from the event page.
Oh, April Fools. You already came.
No, I don't know. It's soon. It's like next week, I think.
Speaking of, does he have any kids?
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yeah.
He's probably still a virgin.
Is he married?
I have no idea.
Like,
I don't know. Look it up. Google.
I am going to look it up.
What is going on with my computer?
I don't know.
I've never seen it do this before. Weird shit. Anyway. But yeah, we could potentially meet Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Let's do that. When is...
I
it's
forget,
on
but I think
Monday.
We decided that Austin wouldn't be able to go.
Yeah,
well, no, not wouldn't, but isn't.
Oh.
Regardless.
Okay.
I just don't like big crowds like that.
Oh, no, trust me, I understand that.
So he does have a wife and a kid.
I see. All right.
So
is it a boy or a girl?
He's married to Blair Tindall, 2006 to 2006. What? Okay, never mind. Okay. He's not married.
He's divorced. He was briefly married for one less than a year.
He went to Cornell University in 1977 and Sidwell Friends School in 1973. I guess that's supposed to be reversed. And his child is Charity Nye.
His Charity Nye, the science.
Gal.
Bi?
What?
We're trying to...
That only works if she's bi.
Rhyme something with Nye.
That was feminine. You know, because we want to offend her gender by calling her a guy. Because Tumblr would get mad at us.
My pronouns are your majesty.
Yeah.
Queen and overlord. So.
I like Supreme Leader. That's a good one.
Supreme Leader is pretty good. Speaking of Supreme Leaders, I cannot listen to Firework by Katy Perry without wanting to drive a tank. Like, I really want to drive a tank to that song.
I had a thought. I don't remember what my thought was. I hate when that happens.
You had a thought?
I had a thought.
That's tragic.
I know. It's like cancer.
Nikki, is that slang?
Yes.
God.
Oh, Jesus. No. No. Thought is there pronounced the same, damn it.
It's not a real word, though.
No, it stands for that hoe over there.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense in any usage of that word.
Thoughts don't get cold.
Like, you're a thought?
Thoughts don't get cold. You're
a that hoe over there?
Thoughts don't get cold.
That hoe over there's doesn't get cold?
They don't. You ever notice some of the sluttiest chicks you've ever seen? They're always wearing shorts and, like, short shirts.
You've never seen...
I live in Florida.
Yeah.
It's almost always appropriate
attire. Well, even when
it's, like,
freezing cold. Just...
Well, they wear leggings.
That's true.
Yoga pants. Those aren't considered pants.
Well, no, like underneath, you know, yeah. But they keep your legs warmer than bare skin.
Why the fuck would you wear leggings underneath something? Like, other than, like a cute sweater or something?
That's what I
was gonna say. It's stupid. Leggings are not pants. Stop wearing them as pants.
I'm totally okay with you wearing them as pants. You can totally... No. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just...
No.
The general public can continue wearing... Well, if you're a female, preferably of attractive statute.
Yoga pants, I understand. Leggings, no.
I don't fully understand the difference between yoga pants and leggings. And I don't
yoga
think
pants
I need to.
Usually have a flared leg.
I see.
Yoga pants are like... leggings are like pantyhose, but not pantyhose.
I see. You can go around wearing pantyhose too, guys, if you want.
No, you can't, because your butt is going to hang out.
Guys?
Guys, yes.
No, guys can't, no.
We are going to the ballet.
It was the gender-neutral one. Usage of guys.
We are going to the ballet. We are watching Men in Pantyhose.
That does sound like the title of a play.
It is. It probably is.
Yeah.
Because it is Men in Pantyhose.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Renaissance festivals
and such.
If
it's a ballet, they all have pantyhose.
Weird. Could not imagine wearing
pantyhose. Got their big ass legs in pantyhose.
Ass legs.
Yes. Ass legs.
Their ass is like attached to their legs. It's an ass leg. Totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What are you breaking apart over
there?
There was a piece of stripped copper wire.
Oh, that was probably from the speakers.
So I pulled out the three individual pieces.
Well, aren't you fancy, you fucking nerd?
I didn't know there were three pieces. I never counted them.
Neither did I.
Now we know. There you go, science. There's your answer.
It would suck to get a copper
science
splinter.
Rules.
It would. It's probably like a way to get like copper poisoning and then... And then you'll die.
For some reason, I feel like I have gotten a copper splinter.
Makes sense.
I've gotten fiberglass splinters before. Those suck.
Yeah,
I've gotten those a couple times.
Yeah.
One time, I got it like all down my arm.
No, yep. I got it all in my fingers because my dad owns a paintball company. He still owns it.
Oh. Well.
And I would make circuit boards for him. And you have to break the circuit boards, and you get...
Fiberglass splinters. Ow. Yeah, no, I was fixing a ceiling that was, like...
And you fell...
It was a fiberglass ceiling, and, like, the panel fell. And just, like, went all down my arm.
Oh,
so,
no.
My shirt was covered in it, and my whole arm was just itchy for days.
Well, I was in construction, so I worked with fiberglass in general.
Yeah, see, so.
No, fuck fiberglass.
See, I was just being a nice person and nearly died.
I was just getting paid to put fiberglass and solder on my fingers. It sucked.
When I got a haircut, typically, okay, when you get a haircut, does your barber slash hairstylist get your hair wet first?
Usually.
Just, like, either spray it down or wash it? Do you know why?
Because I have curly hair, and if you cut it curly, it's impossible.
Okay. Well, yeah. But, like, with my hair, he wets it, too. And the reason why is because he once didn't wet it, because he was in a rush. He was doing somebody else as well.
Okay.
And as he cut my hair, he's like, ah, damn it. Checked his finger. He had a splinter from my hair. Because he cut my hair at such an extreme angle, it got really sharp.
Oh, that is so cool. I want to cut my hair like that and just go around stabbing people with my hair.
That sounds pretty... Yeah, just that like sounds really them. Metal.
Because when you wet your hair, you know, they all stick together and it becomes thicker, thus you can't get stabbed by it.
Right, right. That's so cool. Like,
that can get infected and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I get stabbed by my hair.
I want to cut my hair now.
I really want to cut my hair because it's fucking fugly.
That's not very nice to say about your hair.
It's fugly.
How do you think your hair feels about that?
My hair has feelings too. It has been dyed and bleached so badly. It's dead.
If it's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should think about these
things. Haven't you seen Warm Bodies? The movie?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, that was really good.
No, spoilers. You need to see it.
I was going to go see it with my, at the time, girlfriend. And then, we'll not talk about that.
Want to go see it with your, at the time, real friends?
But isn't that like a date movie?
No. I mean,
it can be.
I don't know. We went on a date to go see it, I think.
Well, it came out right around Valentine's Day, and it was a love story between a zombie and a girl.
You don't know that.
Yeah, shut up.
It was the synopsis of the movie.
Shut up, synopsis. Joey. Spoilers.
Sure, subtitle.
Spoilers. Joey, you need to just leave.
I need to leave?
Because... this is a spoiler-free podcast.
It's not a spoiler. It's like a topic of the movie. Like, saying iRobot's about robots.
Oh my god! Why do you keep doing that?
Did you know Skyrim has dragons?
Wow.
It was a plot twist. I know.
Wow. Way to go, Joey.
I know.
You just ruined the game for me. Now I can never play it ever again.
Never play it again. Because you've... I played it a lot of times. I tried Oblivion. I never got past the first cave.
We should just bring Oblivion over here and like mod the living shit out of it and play it for a stream.
I have Oblivion and all the DLC. It was like $6.
$6? Really?
Yeah.
Damn!
Fallout 3, do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because you can get that on Steam for $4 with all the DLC.
I probably bought it for $4. Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. Actually, I had Fallout New Vegas gifted to me.
I don't know. I need to...
Stone Brew, shout out to Stone Brew, somebody we haven't mentioned in a long time.
Oh yeah, one of the earlier fans.
Well, yeah, he was actually the first person to ever be promoted to admin on the Minecraft server. In fact, the only person to be promoted to admin status.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I don't play Minecraft.
Yeah, because you're a loser.
You're a loser.
You're a bigger loser.
No.
Do you know what we haven't lost? Out on experience in Minecraft.
What?
Oh.
We haven't lost out on the experience in Minecraft.
I'm not that creative when it comes to building things.
Like
so.
I am? Come on.
Well, I mean, you built a computer. It's kind of implied.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call that creative, I guess. I don't know.
I love messing with redstone and making redstone inventions. Yeah. And like,
I made some pretty cool redstone stuff.
I liked making, when the sun comes up, the ground opens up and it's a giant, space.
Yeah, we made some pretty awesome, like, bridges and stuff. That would, as you walked up to them, would
build, yeah.
Like, build up from the water and cool stuff. Still have that level somewhere. In fact, I think it's sitting in the closet.
I think I made something to where there was a waterfall, and, when you flipped a switch, something would come out of the waterfall and, like, split it in half so you can walk through it.
Oh, that's cool. Something else I did in Minecraft was made an automatic farm. We actually managed to do it on the Xbox version. Me and Sai used to play, Minecraft a lot on his Xbox at his house.
Okay.
And we made this like really big field of wheat, and then you would just hit the water up at the top,
mm-hmm.
and then it would knock down all the wheat and then collect them at the bottom in a chest with a hopper through. It was pretty awesome.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, but we got a Minecraft server in the closet that I can totally turn on and
totally
show you the stuff.
There was I had an idea for the stream. I guess we'll discuss it later during tub time.
Swimming.
Oh god.
Swimming.
You know, Papa John's has that balsamic glaze pizza, which I kind of want to try.
I haven't had Papa John's in a while.
I wanted like real pizza with good.
Define a real pizza, Nikki.
Real pizza that has not been like pre-made.
I'm sorry, that place pre-makes it and then pops in the oven when you order it.
It's true.
They make it when you're working there.
No.
When you're there.
No. They reheat it when you're there.
But yeah, it's like already on the counter and then they reheat it.
Yeah, I don't want
it's not like Papa John's has a bunch of frozen pizzas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Might as well. I don't like the pizzas nowadays. Like, after being exposed to such good pizza down here, it's like, I can't eat it. I can't eat
shit pizza. Unfortunately,
these
places aren't open past 10. It's depressing.
These places. What about the one in Channelside?
Remember, we tried after a podcast.
Well, we've been there after a
podcast. That was back when the podcast was earlier.
At 7.
Yeah. Podcast used to be at like 7.
But I work at 8.
Yeah.
I work till 8.
Way to go.
Way to go, Austin, getting a steady job.
Yeah.
40 hours a week.
Good paying benefits.
Yeah. I have life insurance now.
Oh, you have life insurance?
Not through the job, but just in general.
Am I on your life insurance?
I was going to say, Nikki.
As a beneficiary.
Nikki, now's your chance.
Yeah, I actually did test today for that life insurance. I had to get a swab in my mouth, which was very, very salty, which is weird. But they wanted to test to see if I was a smoker.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm like, will it throw up any issues if I drink a lot of Dr. Pepper? And she's like, no, it shouldn't. I'm like, all right.
I was going to say, that other lady, if anything, that should increase your life insurance rates.
Yeah.
Hey, Austin, have you heard about that article about the lady who lived to like 106
Nikki?
Drinking Dr. Pepper?
It was 104.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, 104.
I don't care.
That was a different lady. The oldest person died. Oldest person died. I was being sarcastic too.
The oldest person died. How old were they?
117. Wow. Born in 1898.
Oh yeah, I remember reading about her, but before she was 117.
Yeah. Yep, she died.
Oh, wasn't it like the oldest lady in the world held her newborn granddaughter, great great granddaughter, and died?
I didn't read the story. I just saw that she died. Just like she was 19 at the end of World War I.
Wow.
Yeah.
My.
She was alive before airplanes were a thing.
Yeah, I read something. I forgot where it was. It's probably on Reddit or something. Someone was speaking with their grandfather, and he said, "You know that thing when your parents are like." Oh, we didn't have internet when we were your age?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how my dad was with me, but with electricity.
Yeah, we didn't have electricity when we were born. Yeah, man.
That's funny.
Good times back before electricity.
Yeah. Oh. Unlike y'all, I was born before text messages.
Old man.
Oh.
Ben was born before text messages also.
Yes.
Yeah, you two are old farts.
Yep.
I had text messaging in middle school. Right? When I entered sixth grade, I got a cell phone. I had like 100 text messages a month.
Yeah. Screw you. Because I didn't get a phone until like 7th or 8th grade.
And oh, wow.
I think it was 8th grade.
Year.
You didn't need a phone until 7th or 8th grade because we didn't meet until 7th or 8th grade.
Oh. Because you only ever talk to him? Because you're a nerd.
You're a nerd.
I am.
No, I meant she didn't need to talk to anybody.
Oh.
Because it's me.
Yeah. That's how that works.
April Fools!
Oh, damn. Well, actually, I remember when we first started talking, she had the G2. The second iteration of the Google phone.
When we started talking?
No, the HTC G2.
Oh, okay.
Wait, when?
When we first started talking, like...
In middle school?
No, not in middle school. We didn't talk in middle school. You ate my pizza, and that was the end of it.
That was the entirety of your relationship. You showed up, ate his pizza, left.
Essentially, yes, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was messing around with the Google, or the HTC G2, which is the second iteration of the Google phone. And then that was a piece of crap, because, you know, it was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And then she switched back to her Sidekick.
I always wanted a Sidekick.
Oh my god, I got a Sidekick slide. That thing was my shit. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I love the flip.
Except I couldn't figure out how to do half of the things on there, so it was like text messaging.
Yeah, I remember I wanted it for AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Well, I remember I had a flip phone.
Yes! Oh, the big Sidekicks that did AOL?
Sure.
Did yours not?
No. Oh, it did, but at that time, AIM was, like, out of style.
Out of style.
It was.
No longer cool.
You're too cool for AIM.
Yeah, man, god, the time spent on AIM waiting for, like, your crush to log on.
And then not talking to them.
And then she would, and then you wouldn't talk to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just stare at it.
And then she'd log off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember once...
You would just, like, go through hell to try and get someone's AIM account, and then it's like you never spoke to them. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to admire you from a distance.
Yeah, I'm going to read your away messages and your profile.
Oh, yeah, the profile, and you could put whatever HTML code you wanted on there if you were good at it. That was back when Zynga.com was a thing.
Right, yeah. Shit. Yeah. I remember all the great away messages I had.
I had a whole list of, like, fun tools and stuff and stupid little stories.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good times. Okay, well, I'm ready to go swimming and eat pizza, so you guys ready to call it a podcast?
I suppose. Sure. Yeah.
We'll leave it on AIM.
Doo-doo.